Hi, and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Can I start by getting the first and last name to locate the account, please?
Okay, it's Joseph Leiser, L-I-E-S-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify the address on file for me?
28 Pelham Avenue, P-E-L-H-A-M Avenue, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954.
All right. Thank you for that verification. I do have the account located here. It is for the Hype watch that I'm showing was refunded. And how can I further help you?
Well, because last I spoke 5 weeks ago to somebody, they said they're going to refund me $39.40, something like that. I sent the watch back. I paid $12.79 through the mail, and you got it. She checked my tracking number and everything else like that, said I'll have a check in 5 weeks. I never got it.
Okay, and I am seeing this information. You still haven't received a check because I'm showing that a refund should have already been issued.
I haven't received any.
Let's see if they got this information. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, and I do appreciate your patience, Mr. Leiser. I was just trying to see exactly what happened with the account. I do see here that they were having an error as far as to get the refund remaining balance issued back to your card. So they did send the information over to corporate. So you haven't received any email confirmation or anything like that regarding the remaining balance? Do you remember receiving a check at all?
Nothing. She spoke nothing.
Okay. And I do apologize, Mr. Leiser, but the only thing that I can do is try and reach back out to someone in corporate to see what's going on with the account. If I don't have any additional information for you at this time, I am showing that they did reach out to corporate as far as to try and get the remaining balance issued back to you, and a check should have been issued for you because we weren't able to get that refunded back for you electronically.
I don't understand what's going on. I mean, you know, this is getting to be frustrating.
And I understand, yes, sir, because this has been quite a while. But what I'm going to do is get your information sent back over to corporate again and make sure that someone reaches out to you. Is a good contact phone number for you going to be the 845-624-8919 phone number?
Yeah, and if that's not good enough, let me give you another one.
Okay, hang on just one moment. Let me get that. Go ahead with that number.
845-825-3555.
Okay, so that's 845-825-3555?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's I do apologize about it, Mr. Lee, that I'm unable to provide you any additional information at this time.
Yeah, what's your name again?
My name is Shani.
Okay. Can you send me an email on it for this conversation?
What I can do is I'm going to get someone to actually give you a call to let you know what's going on. That's why I wanted to make sure that we had a good contact phone number for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I do apologize again about the situation, but we'll make sure we get you taken care of.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. Have a good day.